Okay, and we're back. Here is, without question, one of the most uniquely wise men I have ever known and had the opportunity of knowing. He is Jordan Maxwell, a man who understands more about the occult, which means hidden, and symbols and symbolism than probably anyone on the planet. He is back tonight and just back recently from a trip to Europe and had to come down with something on the airplane, which is the place to get sick. But he's feeling better tonight, and welcome back to what used to be the United States of America, Jordan.
Well, I'm certainly happy to be back, Jeff. And it's quite a story about watching how our country is being dismantled piece by piece. And I don't think it's ever going to be able to turn around, because the people will never believe who the enemy really is. They will never suspect who the real enemy really is.
True.
And who's doing it to us, and they would never believe it if you showed it to them, and they would never allow anything to be done to their enemy. So,
and that's exactly how the enemy is getting away with it.
Of course.
And it's a done deal. I mean, the point of no return really passed quite a number of years ago, maybe decades ago.
Yeah, no doubt. The plan
was very well thought out. It has been enabled by technology the likes of which the recorded history of the planet that we know about has never seen, and they use it. They use it, and they're brilliant at it. I mean, and the sheep have never been dumber, and will continue to get dumber, and there's no hope for them.
That's you know, I hate to sound like a prophet of doom, but unless and until people awaken to the fact that they are ignorant, ill-informed, and unread. And when we talk about all of those crazy fundamentalist Al-Qaeda religious fanatics, my God, we've got the same thing going here. We're talking about Blackwater and all the secret societies of religion operating in America that's destroying the Republic. And so I would say, and it's just my words, but when it finally dawns on people what has happened to their Republic, what has finally, ultimately displayed in front of their face, and they can see that America is through. And I think that's what's going to happen around 2012. I think that's basically what's coming for 2012. Could be a lot of other terrible things happening, but my gut feeling is that by 2012, the whole human race is going to have to arrive at the point of, for the first time, actually recognizing we're through. We're finished and through. There is no longer any freedom, no liberty, no justice. There is only totalitarian, fascist, communist, Nazi power. And the entire human race is now set for a dungeon. And so, I'm telling you, the only way this could have happened is with the help and the assistance of our governments and our religion and our educational institutions. This has all been...
They've all been penetrated and taken over.
No doubt about it. Redesigned,
and they are all aiding and abetting and enabling the destruction of what's left of our country.
That's exactly right. That's precisely what I see. And when I see on television, you know, there's an old adage in the Bible, by their fruits you shall know them.
Oh, yeah.
The idea is very simple. Just look at the fruitage of what somebody is doing, what their life has meant, what they have done, and that tells you something about the person or what the institution. But when you look at the institution of education in America, by their fruits you will know them. Our youth are now on drugs. They have no spiritual grounding. They have no maturity grounding. We keep talking about government keeps talking about the troubled youth and the drug addiction and the violence and the gangs and all of that. Well, that's a symptom of something. It should tell you something, that your system is so corrupt and youth are reacting to it.
Right.
And that's why the youth are on drugs. That's why they are
depressed, angry.
Yeah.
I used to wonder where this anger came from. I have a partial answer to that now. Why are they so angry? They're so angry because they know intuitively
Right.
That something has been stolen from them. Their innocence and the joy of childhood and life as a young person has been stolen from. They've been forced into adult and quasi-adulthood pole dancing kits for five-year-old girls. Stuffed bikinis for five-year-old girls.
Yeah.
It's criminal. It's beyond criminal. It's way beyond criminal.
It's way beyond criminal.
It's child abuse. How do you even begin to quantify child abuse on that level? Because even people who work in the field would not think it to be child abuse. That's just the way our society is, a lot of them would say.
That's right.
No. Where were you on your trip?
I first of all went to Switzerland, and that was an incredible.
To visit
place.
Your money?
Say it again?
To visit your money?
Oh, yes. Yep. And I'm just amazed how much money is there, and how beautiful that place is, and how well the people live in Switzerland. And they let you know that you're always welcome to come and visit, but don't figure on staying here. You know, and when your money runs out, you know, just be at the bus station because you're out of here.
Really?
And they treat their people very well. I mean, visitors very well. But there's a definite feeling that Switzerland is for Swiss, and they didn't ask you to come over here. So and then from there, I of course went to Liechtenstein, which is beautiful, and southern Germany, Austria, and then I ended up in the Vatican in Rome.
How was the Pope? Did he want to talk sports or what?
You know, I am just amazed that because I've known and studied the theology and religion, especially the Vatican, all my life. But it's only until you're actually there on the scene to see that incredible monstrosity we call the Vatican, which through two great wars has never been touched. Even Hitler didn't touch the Vatican.
That's
the Russians didn't touch the Vatican. Nobody touches the Vatican, period. I don't care how big your war is. Well, that should tell you something. There's a message in that. And it's a very powerful place. It's filled with occult power, much less all of the artwork and all the gaudy gold and jewels and incredible wealth.
Let me ask you something. I haven't traveled there. I don't know. But I've seen a lot of pictures of it over the years, like everyone else. It has never struck me as a particular, and a lot of you are going to disagree, as a particularly beautiful place.
No. That is not the way to describe the Vatican. It is not a beautiful place. It strikes you, it did me, especially after sundown. During the day, it's just a big, gaudy-looking religious structure, to the triumph of mankind, to the triumph of man over his fellow man. But after sundown, there seems to be some kind of a spiritual matrix at work after sundown. I felt it very strongly. And other people I asked, they also felt it. That after sundown, standing in the courtyard of the Vatican, it becomes what I call spooky. It's really a strange feeling being there when all the pagan statues of all the ancient gods are all lit up and lights, and the whole facade of the Vatican is lit up in the evening time, and it's dark, getting dark. It's really a strange and mystical place.
Could they be... And this could be done with something the size of a toaster. Could they be broadcasting some EMF to trigger that kind?
I would be a bit surprised.
You see what I'm
all
saying?
All that technology is available.
Yeah.
You know?
To make people feel that way.
I guess maybe, because there was such a strong feeling of an occult presence there. It's like standing on a ley line or geomancy, the ley lines. And, you know, you get the strange feeling standing in a particular place. That's where a lot of the temples were built.
They could dial up and create that frequency that would make that response occur in people, and just broadcast it for whatever.
Well, I mean, I was asking people in the thousands of people standing out there after sundown in the evening, and I asked them, what do you feel? And they said, I feel spooky. Kind of like a, you know, kind of like being at the haunted house or something. So, and then when you understand that the very word God in our language, you know, we're talking about the Roman religion from the ancient Rome, and of course all roads lead to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about the Roman religion and the worship of God, then you have to go back to the Latin word for God, which is Deus. And Deus goes back to a Greek word for the god in Greece called Zeus. So Zeus gives us Deus, and Deus gives us God. So when you hear Christians and people talking about how they go to the Vatican and worshiping God, they're talking about worshiping Zeus. Look it up in a dictionary.
You're right. You're totally right. But don't say that too loudly unless you want to get into a fist fight.
That's exactly right. That's why we are where we are today.
Okay, we're talking with our friend of many, many years, Jordan Maxwell, and we'll come right back and continue in a minute. All right, Jordan Maxwell is with us, just back from Europe. All right, you dispensed with Switzerland in about 1 minute and 14 seconds. The Vatican in about, three. What else did you do over there?
Well, it was an interesting and beautiful place to roam around Europe, and the people who brought me there were very gracious and very kind, and so I had a nice time traveling. We traveled quite a bit by train. From one
How is it to go by train over there?
Oh, it's beautiful. I love the trains. Not like going by train here at all. Trains in Europe are very plush. They're very quiet. They're extremely efficient. It's just a beautiful way to travel in Europe.
And they go through beautiful countryside.
Oh, goodness, yes. Everywhere.
Yeah, they don't.
It's really, quite a great experience traveling around Europe on a train, because they go through all, as you said, they go through all the beautiful countryside. They stop at all the little places for a few moments to let on and take on passengers, and so you get a chance to meet people and just sit and.
One of the great tragedies of my lifetime, and I probably can speak for you on this, is how quickly the Zionist machine, the Rothschild machine, devoured Europe and forced it into the EU, and then began to flood these countries with illegal immigrants to tear down their history, their nationalism, their pride, their social identity, their whole civilian infrastructure.
That's precisely right. That is precisely what has happened.
In Paris last year, the number one, talking about birth rates here, the number one baby born in Paris, 54% blacks.
Yep.
Now that's fine, but Paris is not the city of Africans.
In Africa. No, and that is exactly what's happening, is that there is a blending of the races to the point now that there was no longer any demarcation between a German or French or African or anything else. It's all, even the styles, the young people's styles, the unisex styles. You can't tell if it's male or female. It's an incredible destruction of the cultures of the world in order to bring everyone together. Like Kennedy once said, the world cannot be divided between the half free and half slave. So I guess we're going to have to make the whole world a slave. And so that's what's happening, is that all countries are losing their identity, they're losing their cultural background, their history.
Well, 500 years of history gone. I mean,
totally gone.
Yeah.
And
except in books and old libraries. I mean,
I talk with a lot of the older people in Switzerland and around, and they all said the same thing. Yeah, they just shrug their shoulders and say, well, that's what's happening to us, and unfortunately we can't do anything about it. They're just flooding Europe, they're flooding America, they're flooding all the great cultural centers of the world. Mm-hmm. So that eventually there will be no class distinctions. Everyone will be a slave across the board, period. We're all 14th Amendment citizens. We're all slaves. And so it doesn't matter where you come from. Mm-hmm. Just stand in line or mm-hmm. go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yes.
So, it's a remarkable destruction of our world going on right now in people's face, and nobody seems to be able to do anything about it. And the reason why is because we've been conditioned, not just by our educational system, which is horrible, but by our religion.
It's not an education. We've got to stop using that word.
Yeah,
it's not an education.
Wrong.
It's a programming system.
That's exactly what it is. Nothing short of that. And that's why I've said so many times, graduate comes from gradually indoctrinate. So to gradually, yeah. to graduate, and the words that they use in education, like a freshman, you're a fresh man. And, you just go on and on. The terms that are used in educational systems, governmental systems, there are words and terms that people use all the time and have no idea in the world where they come from and what they are really implying. Like I said, churches, the very word church, when you start breaking it down, a lot of this stuff is on my website. Go to my website and check out all the research on words and terms and symbols that have been used to manipulate our people, especially in America. Incredible. So,
what was your favorite food over there?
There in Switzerland, they had an oatmeal, which was a coal oatmeal, which I was told is the sensation of Switzerland, and it has a lot of fruit in it. And it's like an oatmeal with a lot of fruit, but cold and absolutely delicious. So, I really liked that, and
wow.
It was fun trying. The other thing I was going to remember to say is that in Italy, especially Rome, I noticed that the traffic in Rome was almost identical to Cairo. There are no lanes. There are no lights, if any lights, and there's no coordinated intelligent development of traffic. It's just everybody's either on scooters or little small cars, and everyone's fighting to go somewhere, period. There's no lanes. There's nothing. It's just like in Cairo. You just crank up the engine and go and hope you get there. And it was amazing watching how Rome works. And we took the tour, of course, of the big bus tours, and I was able to stand up on that bus tour and take hundreds of pictures all over Rome, and it's an incredible place. It's a place I would never myself ever go to again. I've been there one time, saw it, never again.
Did Rome you get down not, to Pompeii by any chance?
No, I didn't go any further south than Rome.
Uh-huh.
But you only need to see Rome one time, and you'll never forget it.
Wow.
It's all a right. mess. It is really a mess.
Gee. All right. The Rome Board of Tourism isn't happy to hear this.
Yeah.
But it's true. I've heard
it's
it from
true.
Other people, too. All right. Hold on. Jordan and I will be back in a minute. I'm going to ask him how we looked from over there and how the commander and... Can't say it. Be right back. Okay, back with Jordan. All right, Jordan, the man in the White House, in the Pink House, no, the Red House.
Whichever.
Yeah. The guy that the public allegedly elected. How does Europe still think that he's pretty spiffy, or have they figured it out?
I think that they have figured it out, but they really don't care much one way or the other. They figure from the general feeling I've got from just chatting with people, especially out on the streets. They feel that America so far gone, it doesn't matter. You know, you put Howdy Doody in office. It doesn't matter. It's so corrupt now.
I'd rather
have so corrupt
Doody.
And so far gone now. Don't even bother. It doesn't matter who you put in.
Well, that's very wise.
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't mattered who they put in for a long time.
That's right. And I even a cab driver and the hotel drivers I would talk to when we're driving all around the countryside. And I would ask them, what are you thinking about America? They said, we don't even bother. America is
gone.
You know, as far as we're concerned, it's not even worth discussing. They've lost everything they've ever had. They have no respect in the European world. They have no respect anywhere in the world because they're just lost. They don't know what they're doing. And so don't even bring it up. We're not even interested. And I think, you know, yeah, well, that's the way the Great Republic is being thought of around the world, as the Americans are a lost people. They haven't got the faintest idea what's going on or how to get out of a paper bag. All they know is they've got their religion, they got churches and synagogues, and they're holier than thou, ill-informed and unread.
And they got their sports and their TV and their big screens. And
Incredible. You know, and going back to the Vatican for a moment, the very word Pope comes from a word Papa, which means a door. So the Pope actually represents a door and can't open a door without hinges. So a hinge in Latin is called a cardinal, like a cardinal point on the zodiac or cardinal point on a map. So a cardinal is a hinge that helps Papa or the Holy Father, the Pope, open the door for the world to the occult worship of Dagon, the old Babylonian fish god, and the entire superstructure of the Vatican is devoted to the worship of ancient pagan deities. Even when you walk into the Vatican, inside the Vatican, there's a big statue of Peter, and people have been kissing the feet of Peter so that the toes are actually kissed off. There's no longer any toes on the statue because millions of people have been kissing the feet, and even the history books. Even the history books will tell you the statue of Peter in the Vatican is actually Zeus. It's a statue of Zeus that was taken from a temple of Zeus and brought to the Vatican and set up as Peter, and people are kissing the feet of Zeus and have no idea in the world about it. They love it. They can't, they're standing in line.
Pathetically dumb species.
Oh, it's incredible. They're standing in line to kiss the feet of Zeus. And
to pick up the germs of the 10,000 kissers before them.
I know. If you go on my website, the two videos I have right now, one's on Moses and one's on the hidden dimension and world affairs. Did you ever see the one on Moses yet? You have to see that one.
I will.
Yeah, because so many people put so much emphasis on Moses and that he was the lawgiver. Well, just skip my video and check out the rest of the story about Moses you didn't know. There's a world of stuff about Moses that has never been talked about in public. And religion is just an incredible tool in the hands of the Illuminati. And again, like I've said before, by their fruits you shall know them.
Well, and by their pedophilia, you shall know them.
You shall know them. Well, I mean, that's actually to be understood. That's understandable because if you really want to be intellectually honest and sit down and really do some study on the Catholic Church, on the Roman religion, you will find that it is filled, and its very background is filled with sex worship, all the symbols in the church, even church steeples, the church doors, always pointed arch doors representing the female. And that's why the church is called Mother Church, because people are going into the female opening to go into the sexual opening of the female, Mother Church. The crosses are all sexual symbols. Church steeples are phallic symbols. The entire superstructure of what we call Western civilization is based on not only ignorance and stupidity, but on sex and the hallucinogenic mushrooms, drugs. And this is why the more we pray to God, the more we ask God for protection and divine protection, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, the nation is going under, and the people love it. They just crawl on their knees to the churches and give billions of dollars to the hucksters who we call clergy. And it's just it's destroying the entire culture of the Western world. And people have no idea what in the world what's going on. And I'm just amazed watching it happen.
And as I've said, you've said, how people talk about, well, we've got to awaken the masses. How do you awaken someone who is essentially brain dead to begin
with? Well, you got that right. That's exactly right. How do you awaken someone who doesn't want to be awake? There's none so blind as those who choose not to see.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got. We have a world of mankind that wants to feel good. They want to go to a church or a synagogue or a temple or some mosque where they feel good. And it's like a social thing. It's like going to the Cub Scout meeting, as everyone feels good. It's not telling you anything. You're not learning anything. You're not accomplishing anything. You go to the same church for 30 years and ask a person of what they believe, and they have no idea in the world what they believe. They have no idea in the world what's going on.
Isn't it amazing how, with this incredible opportunity that technology affords people, how they're going in the opposite direction?
Totally opposite direction.
They're being led that way, and the technology is being used to deconstruct them as an advanced species. We'll be acting like... Well, we'll be back up in the trees here pretty soon.
Well, that's what I said. Remember the last time I was on the program, I said the Christians are right when they say that man did not evolve from monkeys. We're evolving into monkeys.
I'm not going to argue. It's just sad. And you just talk to any young person today. And folks, yes, of course, there are exceptions. There are brilliant, talented young people. But I would even question how wise they're going to be able to get because of the environment that they're kept in.
That's right.
So it's tough. Back with Jordan Maxwell in just a minute. Back. Another example of how cheap and tawdry and grotesquely superficial our society is now. A woman from Michigan, Ferndale, Michigan, is suing United Airlines after she was left alone on a plane for hours after it landed. Ginger McGuire was aboard a United Express flight from Washington, D.C. to Philly. She says she fell asleep during the flight. It landed shortly after midnight Tuesday, but no one woke her up until a cleaning crew found her 4 hours later. So what is Ginger doing? She has hired attorney Jeffrey Feiger, who is a well-known ambulance chaser type, who is filing a lawsuit on her behalf against United for false imprisonment, emotional distress, and negligence. Let's find somebody to sue, Jordan.
Yep, it's about time, because I'm tired of just living on nickels a day. Find somebody and come up with some silly excuse and sue somebody. I'm telling you, it's
false
outrageous.
Imprisonment. The woman fell asleep on a plane, so she's falsely imprisoned. Come on. I mean, it gets,
but as I said in the beginning, the problem is that the people that we are raising in our country, the quality of humans that we are producing in our society, that's the biggest problem I think we face, because the people in power, the people who are teachers, the people who are the police, the people who are empowered in our country to run our country are all products of a demented society that's been growing for years. They come into our society totally ill-informed, unread, with no real grounding, no spiritual understanding. And so, and all you have to do to prove that is go to any airport and watch the people who are supposed to be your security.
The common denominator is plummeting like a rock.
Oh, big time, big time. It's in your face. I've got a couple of minutes. I wanted to talk about my website quickly.
Please.
I got a lot of people asking me things which are already on my website. I have so many people emailing or calling me and asking me about a Bible that I've been talking about, a particular Bible that I highly recommend. And they said, could you give us the information on that Bible? It's just one of many questions that I've already got on the website, on the home page, as a frequently asked question. You go there, that's the first question, where to find that Bible. And then there's another place, there's like four different places where I talk about that Bible and show you. You go to the research boxes, and then go to the research box, and it will pull up about nine different color boxes. The one in the middle says recommended materials.
Right.
And you go there, and there's the Bible again.
Mm-hmm.
You go on my links and scroll down to Bible materials, and there's the Bible again. So I'm seeing that people are asking me about things that are already on the website. They just haven't bothered to look. So I'm just suggesting, if you're going to my website, check out everything, because there's a lot of material on there that I've discussed, especially in the frequently asked questions, that people are asking me. It would save you a lot of time. Just go check out my website.
It's a wonderful resource, and it's huge. Growing all the time.
Ready.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to really expand my website. I've had somebody working on it now for about 3.5-4 months on the back end of the website. Now I'm getting ready to bring out a whole new, as much as that's on there, I'm going to bring out twice that much that's on that website.
Well,
I've been waiting for a long time.
I'm glad. I mean, your knowledge has, as I've said before, spawned many careers, and they somehow forget to mention Jordan. But he's a pioneer. He figured it out over 50 years ago. He figured it out. Did it come rather quickly once you got onto the basic idea that the game was rigged? Did it all sort of fall into place fairly quickly after that?
Yeah, I think when it really began to happen is at 19, when I met my girlfriend's father, because up until then I had been interested in UFOs, aliens, secret societies, fraternal orders, banking institutions, especially ancient history, occult history. And I was always reading, even in school and junior high school, I was always interested in those arcane subjects which other people didn't even know existed.
Right.
But it wasn't until 19 years old when I met my girlfriend's father, and he started me thinking in terms of look behind the scenes of everything. And the basic concept was, nothing is what you think it is, and I mean nothing. Nothing is the way you think it is. Nothing works the way you think it does. And so just start thinking, basically, is what he was saying to me. Start thinking in terms of nothing exists that you think it does, the way you think it does, and begin to research what's behind everything. There's always more to a story behind the story. And so I got interested in occult theology, mysticism, religion, theology, and the more I began to see what he was saying was true. And at 19 years old, I really got into secret societies, occultism, mysticism and religion, churches, synagogues. Mm-hmm. And then came the idea of looking into words and terms and symbols and what they were really saying. Mm-hmm. And I was, the thing that struck me more than anything, Jeff, is the fact that it's all right here in your face. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is go to a library, sit down, and read a book. It's there. All the encyclopedias will tell you what the religions really are, where they really come from, what the symbols mean. You go to any good bookstore and just get a book on symbols. It's right there. Nobody seems to read. Nobody seems to care, or, you know, it's not very important.
No. Well, don't worry. The Dow was up 285 points today.
And the Dodgers won the last game, so everything must be cool. Everything's fine.
I don't know. I don't follow that stuff, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm just amazed how sports has taken the place of intelligence. And I never was into any of this stuff.
Well, it's supplanted individual. It's supplanted individualism. It has supplanted individual personalities.
No doubt about it.
It's the aggregate. These are different hives. They're competitive hives, or what they really are is little mini armies. We're going to send our army against your army. It's sanitized war is what sports is.
That's all it is. It's our team against your team.
Yeah,
we'll the Russians shoot against the Americans.
Yeah, we shooting not a bullet through a person, but a round rubber ball through a round hoop.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same mentality.
Yeah.
And all the time, just keep in mind that there are very, very powerful people sitting behind the scenes in their Waldorf Astoria apartment, manipulating the whole thing and laughing at the whole country and shaking their heads at Americans because they're so easily deceived into believing anything. And I'm just amazed. I don't know, I have any words, but all I would say also in relation to my website, on the home page there are three books, on the featured books, they're all e-books. Those three books in particular are the ones I consider to be the most important and interesting books I've ever come across. One's called Occult Theocracy, one is Symbols, Sex, and the Stars, and the third is Stellar Theology and Masonic Astronomy. If you're really interested in how the symbolism of Western society works, the occult societies of masonry, of government, of science actually work. Stellar Theology, Masonic Astronomy, is a mind-blowing expose on where all these concepts have come from. And, of course, the one on Symbols, Sex, and the Stars will actually blow your mind because it explains where all the concepts in religion, theology, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, where all of this stuff has actually, in fact, come from. And when you begin to see what you've been involving yourself in and never realized where these things originated, it's a real extraordinary experience waking up to find out you've been had. And this other book is called Occult Theocracy. Or if you want to know where all these secret societies come from, this is one book that's got, I don't know, it's about 750 pages outlining where all of the secret societies have come from the Mormon Church, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Christadelphians, Worldwide Church of God, Ku Klux Klan, I mean, anything and everything that's out there. This book has an incredible amount of information on where all of these cults and secret societies have come from. So well, I think those three books are the most important. That's why I put them on the homepage. Well, all I would say to everyone is just do some research on my website. Go all through it instead of just seeing the homepage. There's a lot on there, and I've been working for many years putting stuff on the website, but no one seems to be seeing it.
Well,
there are those people who will take time to go through the website.
Right, right.
But generally speaking, people are asking me questions. Well, do you have a good book on this or that?
Nobody wants to work anymore. They don't want to work anymore.
Well,
they want it handed to them, and it's sad. I am so glad though that you're creating this wonderful archive of your work. It's time. I remember many years ago when it was really kind of before the internet, when you said, I've got all this material. I remember you called me one day. I don't know if you remember or not. You said, I've got all this wonderful material, and I just feel like throwing it in the dumpster. What am I going to do with it?
Yeah,
who's going to read it all?
That's and right. And now nobody's going to understand it. Yeah?
Now we have the internet. I told you, don't you dare even think about it.
I know. I remember that.
Do you?
So, yeah. My website is jordanmaxwell.com. Check it out.
Please do,
and thank
folks.
You again, Jeff.
Of course, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Right. Jordan Maxwell, he is an original. Okay, we'll be back with more in just a few minutes.